I think follow on from the vicious assault of Tom Nyland and indeed a number of burglaries in this green area, it's not surprising that the figures are high. But and in that, in relation to thefts and violent crime in Sligo and generally, you know, is acceptable that it's the figures that are given in the report are close enough. But I think over the last 2 years, especially, and I want to commend the Gardaí for their efforts in relation to solving the Tom Nyland crime, and also their activity since that locally here in Screen Barracks and indeed in West Sligo, where we have 9 sitting Gardaí. And they're doing a fantastic job, and they have definitely eased the tensions that are in the community in relation to these marauding gangs that come from various cities to fuel their drug money problems. So I think that while this is alarming, I think that the Gardaí have stepped up in West Sligo, and I think that people are more content than they were in their houses following on from their activities.
So you don't think that residents in Screen and the surrounding area should be concerned at this point? These are crime stats from a few years ago, and maybe perhaps the next set of crime stats might reflect something different.
Well, I have absolutely no doubt that the next set of stats that comes out, these probably are 2 years old at this stage, that you'll see a significant decrease in West Sligo in particular. I haven't heard of an incident in the last 3 or 4 months. And I think that the residents here are pretty content. They're not living in fear as they were following the Tom Nyland incident. But I think, you know, that the Gardaí are certainly doing their job. They're seen out every day in their cars and talking to people. And I think that people are happy to see them.